Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly sunny today with a high near 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 62. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And in the news for today, Wisconsin Public Radio is reporting that U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is making a push for the Republican support needed to pass her bill that would codify same-sex marriage before the midterms. But she'll do so without Wisconsin Senior Senator Republican Ron Johnson. In a new op-ed published in the Washington Post, Baldwin, a Democrat, and Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins of Maine said they are working across party lines to bring the Senate together and build support for the Respect for Marriage Act, which is designed to protect same-sex and interracial marriages from the risk that the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn its decisions legalizing the unions nationwide. The court's gay marriage decision rested on some of the same legal precedent as Roe v. Wade, and in a June concurrence, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote that the Supreme Court should, quote, reconsider it. The bill to codify same-sex marriage protections passed the House of Representatives in July, but in the Senate it requires the support of 10 Republicans in order to overcome a filibuster. On Wednesday, a Capitol Hill reporter tweeted that Baldwin told him she is, quote, darn close to securing that support and absolutely wants to see the bill pass before the midterms. If so, it will be without the support of Johnson. In July, Johnson said he thought the bill was unnecessary because he doubted the Supreme Court would overturn its gay marriage decision, but Johnson also said that he saw no reason to oppose it. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported Wednesday that Johnson said he would not support the bill, and further said that Thomas's legal opinion was probably right and the court's gay marriage decision was decided wrongly. But Johnson maintained that despite this, the Supreme Court would never overturn the decision. Johnson is in a tight race for re-election in the fall. Baldwin was the first openly gay woman elected to the Senate in 2012. Again, this report, in part, came with permission from Wisconsin Public Radio. The number of law enforcement officers in the state ticked down again in 2022, setting a new record for the lowest statewide total since the Wisconsin Department of Justice started tracking the numbers in 2008. To relieve some of the burden on law enforcement agencies and attempt to de-escalate encounters between police and civilians, some cities and counties across the state are experimenting with sending non-police employees to answer some 911 calls. Wisconsin has fewer than 13,400 law enforcement officers at the moment, according to the state's Department of Justice. That's down from 2021, when the state counted more than 13,500. The record high is nearly 14,400 in 2008. These totals exclude officers who work exclusively in correctional facilities. Although the decreases are small, they are occurring while the state's population is on the rise. In the past decade, Wisconsin grew to nearly 5.9 million residents from about 5.7 million, according to the U.S. Census, an increase of about 4%. Information for this report came from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.